I am so glad that you're here to talk about the number one thing holding you back from forgiving someone. And it really goes beyond saying, I forgive. So this episode is for you if you are like, I feel like I'm forgiving and I still have all these feelings attached to it. If you're somebody that feels as though you feel stuck in this process, like you want to forgive somebody, but you just feel like you're doing something wrong or you're not doing it right, or you're wondering if you're missing a step somewhere in there. Well, today we're going to talk about this thing. And we're going to talk about it because it's important. And I see it happening in my one-on-one coaching clients only because I saw it in myself first. The thing that I believe was holding me back from even moving forward with God in my healing journey, the emotional part of that healing journey. Before we get to the episode, I really wanted to encourage you and remind you that you don't have to stay stuck. If you feel overwhelmed, if you feel like you have negative thoughts, racing thoughts, or just feelings of stress or a worry in your heart, that you can book a free 20-minute consultation where I can help you get unstuck where you are and help you to move forward in your healing journey with God. You do not have to stay where you are. You don't have to think that this is just the way life is always going to be. I am here to come alongside you to show you that there is another way. There is. You don't have to live from a place of reaction all the time. That change is possible. You can go to jessicahoddle.com/mental health coaching as I am currently taking on one-on-one coaching clients. You can find that link in the show notes wherever you're listening to this episode. Again, jessicahoddle.com/mental health coaching to book your free 20-minute consultation to begin to move forward and create a plan that is best for you at your pace. Okay. Let's talk about this number one thing holding you back. Hey friend, do you want to overcome negative thoughts? Do you want to be able to discern whether it's your feelings telling you what to do or God? Are you praying for a mental breakthrough? I'm here to say that numbing out does not have to be your only option. Hard and bad things have happened in this world that need a safe space to be processed, and the church should be one of those places, and this podcast is one of those places. I'm Jessica Hoddle, a board-certified master mental health coach, author, and speaker. I help women overcome negative thought patterns to regain control of their lives. More importantly, I'm the big sister who is going to tell you the truth because I care. In this podcast, we're going to be talking about feelings, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll be talking about practical ways to take care of your emotional and mental health while never losing sight of God. We're also going to be talking about how to study your Bible so that you can grow a deeper relationship with God. So pull up a chair, join me at the table. Let's get to the bottom of what's holding you back. Now, this is my personal opinion, right? The number one thing that I believe is holding you back from forgiving someone. I believe it's blame. Before you leave me and get upset with me, let me tell you a little bit about my story. When I was around 26 years old, I was in somewhere in those 20s. I was the 20-something that was angry, bitter, upset, self-righteous, entitled. You name it, I had that feeling. I wanted it. You know, the world owed me something. And I had already found God at this point. Like, I had gave my life to Christ at 21. So I'm a couple years into my relationship with the Lord, and I'm having all these feelings of just anger and resentment, bitterness, and again, self-righteousness, and like, oh, you owe me something. It was just my anger talking. And I remember I was blaming everybody. I was blaming my parents for the way that I was raised. I was blaming people because I couldn't cook. I was blaming people for my choices of the way I was currently making my choices. Like, I just was throwing the biggest like pity party, woe is me. And the reason why I know this was God is because I was in the middle of blaming everybody just for the way my life was, where it was. And I remember God saying to me that you can take responsibility for your actions right now. And it was really up until that moment that I didn't really think about the fact that like I could make a choice, because I had already thought like all the choices were made for me. Like, here's my life. Here's what's been handed to me. And this is just the way that life's supposed to go. Cause that's kind of the narrative that I grew up with. It's like, you grow up, you never have any money. You're going to be poor the rest of your life. Like just all of this stuff. And these were just beliefs that I carried. And I just was in the middle of this blaming. And I just remember God just kind of talking to me through this, just these thoughts, I should say. Let me just say, there's these thoughts that came through and I know it was God. It's not like he audibly spoke to me or anything like that. It was just thoughts came to my mind of, hey, like you don't have to keep blaming them for the way that you're living. You can actually free them, take responsibility for yourself and for your choices, and begin to move forward. And it felt at the time so simple. Like, oh, like, yeah, of course I can. But I didn't even think about it. It was like, it wasn't even something on my radar, which is why I'm talking to you about it today. Sometimes the thing that's holding us back from forgiving somebody is the fact that we're still blaming them for the pain that they've caused. Now, let me be clear. When I say to release the blame, I'm not saying to pretend the pain isn't real. I'm not saying that it's okay what they did or what they didn't do. I'm not saying any of that. What I'm saying is we get to take responsibility for the pain in our heart. Nobody else can tend to that pain except God and you. Now, can others help heal that pain? Absolutely. That community, that support to come alongside you and love on you, yes. But their love can only help aid the pain that you choose to tend to. So when I started tending to my own pain and taking responsibility for my anger, of saying, I can no longer be this angry. I do not want to be this angry. God said, I have something to work with now. Because before, I was putting everybody else in between me and God. It was God and then everybody I was blaming and then me. And for me, it was one of those freeing things that I could have done, because then I just started really working on my relationship with God and what was going on in my heart. He started tending to me. And before, when I was blaming everybody and not taking responsibility for my current choices. So for example, if I use an example for present day, you know, I say I yell at my husband, and my excuse for yelling at my husband was because I was never taught a healthy marriage. That just can't hold up, because my choice to yell at my husband is still my choice and my responsibility to make right. It is no longer like my parents' choice or their decision and the reason why they did what they did. It doesn't make it okay how I'm currently treating other people. This is, I know, sometimes a hard conversation to have, because we have to recognize it's both and. It's not either or. It's not you're letting go of the blame so that you think it makes it okay. That's not what I'm saying at all here. What I'm saying is that you have the ability and the choice to stop looking at the past and blaming it for how you're living in the future. Is that God is present. God is with you right now. And God is saying, I am with you right now. And I want to see you walk forward, move forward with me. But when we constantly blame other people, we're still tethered to them. So that's why it's so hard to forgive somebody, really forgive them, because we remain tethered to them in our minds by blaming them for what we're going through. And here's something that I just want you to think about. our pain often wants someone and something to blame. Okay. So if we're looking at blame through the lens of pain, we're allowing our pain to lead us and to guide us and make the decisions for us. And as we know, pain is not a good decision maker. It's not. Our feelings are not good decision makers. Our pain is not good decision makers. And so it's important that when I say to stop blaming, what I'm really saying is we want to make sure that our pain is no longer guiding us and making the decisions for us, but that we put the pain in its proper position in our lives where we're still tending to it, we're still acknowledging it, but it's no longer what's driving us. It's no longer in the driver's seat. That is what I mean by not blaming. Now we can have a little bit more clear eyes. And I know there's a lot of things that go into this. You know, if you have been traumatized many times over in your life, it is hard to get to a place where we have to engage the prefrontal cortex and things like that. There's many different scenarios. And so I completely understand that. And I know this might sound like an overgeneralized statement as well, but sometimes we just need somebody to come in and say, let's stop allowing our pain to continue to blame because it needs somewhere to go. Our pain, whenever something's happening inside of us, something makes us uncomfortable, we want to blame. It's your fault that I'm sad. It's your fault that X, Y, Z. But again, nobody can tend to the pain unless it's me, unless it's you, right? You have to tend to your heart. And you do that with God. Only others can help aid that healing process, but they can never do it for you without you making the decision to do that. So today, ask yourself, am I blaming people? Have I decided to take responsibility? This conversation, this episode really stirred by some of the conversations I was having with my coaching clients in this process of forgiveness, because they were telling me that I know I'm forgiving. I've said I forgive, but why do I still have all this anger attached to it? And we talked about blame. So we talked about how in their life, they're still looking to others to do something for them because they felt like it was owed to them. And that's why it was hard to forgive them, because the debt fully wasn't released in their lives. And so this spurred on this conversation. The number one thing holding us back from forgiving can be blame, because our pain wants someone to blame. So just ask yourself today, am I blaming someone for my current choices? And if we rephrase that, am I allowing my pain to be the decision maker in my life? And if you are, that's where we take a step back and decide, where do I go from here? What's next? And I know you might have the question, like, how do I do that? Okay, I know blame is, you know, maybe my pain is leading. Now, what do I do next? And there's different things that you can do. You know, you can hire a mental health coach, a trauma-informed coach like me to come alongside you to work through this. You can slow down. You can start to journal through the things, just that you're in that awareness phase now, journaling through the things that you're blaming. There's a lot of different processes, but most importantly, it's just getting to that awareness phase first so that you can decide what is the next step. And what do you need? Which is, I know, a very hard question for many of us women to ask what we need. I really wanted this episode to be nothing more than for you to think and see differently the way you're holding on to forgiveness or the way that you're trying to process through forgiveness. Because it is possible to forgive someone and not carry the hurt and the pain with you for the rest of your life. It doesn't mean that you don't become triggered. It doesn't mean that you don't have feelings or pain anymore. Again, this is both and. I did a podcast episode on what you need to know about forgiveness, reconciliation, and repentance a few weeks ago. So go back and listen to that episode because that really goes into what is forgiveness and how to work through it and what is reconciliation, because forgiveness does not mean reconciliation. And that is extremely important to differentiate in this process of forgiving someone. But most importantly, we have to tend to our pain and stop pretending that it doesn't exist or that we're okay or that it doesn't matter, because it does. You matter. Your pain matters because you matter to God. As always, don't forget to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.